In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We're going to hear a fair bit about the Holy Spirit over the next few days, because we are preparing for the Feast of Pentecost, and so we'll begin to see glimmers of Jesus speaking of the Paraclete or the Advocate. The word in Greek, Paraclete, is an interesting one. It's like your best friend, defense lawyer, and bodyguard all rolled up into one. And he's really, really smart, so he can give you the best advice. And so the Holy Spirit is, of course, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. And some people have said he is the unknown member of the Blessed Trinity, or the least known. But you could also say he's the best known, because he's like air. How many people have really thought about air all that much? Unless you've had trouble breathing, probably not much at all. Because it's there, and we depend upon it, and we count upon it. And I would say that in many ways the Holy Spirit is like that. He is so present to us that we take him for granted. Though if he weren't there, just imagine how awful it would be. And so that's one of the reasons why we should, of course, think about the Holy Spirit from time to time, so we appreciate all that he does for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.